Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, syndicated television columnist Mike Hughes. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Good, good.
Well, I don't know if you just heard that last story.
Oh, yeah, about the World Series got beat by NFL there, is it?
Yeah, just a regular season NFL game. Now, not regular season teams, two pretty marquee teams.
Yeah. But
nonetheless, you're talking about Game 4 of the World Series.
Well, I'll tell you, the networks always pray for two things. A team that's in a big market to begin with, and then a team that has some national exposure beyond that. Now, back when Barry Bonds was with the Giants, they would have rooted for, oh, yeah, let's get the Giants in there. Or back when A-Rod was with the Rangers, they would have rooted for it. But, you know, it's wonderful. How can you have a World Series with two underdogs anyway? This is, you know, everybody loves a David and Goliath. This is a David and David.
David and David.
Which is, and so it doesn't have, A, there's smaller markets relatively. Well, Texas would be a big market, except that Texas is split in two because there's a Houston team, too.
Right.
San Francisco is actually a relatively small market, despite how famous the city is.
Right.
And beyond that, there are not teams with the big marquee value. So, yeah, I'm sure that when that came up, Fox said, oh, that's too bad. And you know, football's just been going through the roof with everything. I mean, week after week, the number one and number two rated shows are Sunday Night Football and Monday Night Football. I mean, Monday Night Football, which isn't even on regular TV, it's on cable, is the number two show on TV and sometimes the number one show.
It's amazing, Mike, and it wasn't that long ago that football, either out of fear or respect, decided it would give baseball its windows in the World Series.
Right.
Not anymore. Bring it on. We'll crush it.
They don't give them nothing anymore, that's for sure. Yeah, yeah. Last week's ones, the the Sunday night game, 25 million people. It was like a third more than anything else on TV. And, of course, that was Packers versus Vikings, so everybody watches that. That's what you call marquee value,
right.
You know. But, yeah, even because last Sunday's was – what was the game this last Sunday? It was nothing, right? Something silly like Carolina and Tennessee or something?
You talking about last night?
Yeah, last night.
Oh, no, you had a good game last night. You had you had Steelers and you had the Saints, right?
Okay, well, that explains half of it. I mean, that was the battle between the two Super Bowl, the two previous Super Bowl ones.
Right.
So you knew that was going to cause something. Yeah, okay. It was a few weeks ago they had a lame game. But, that one had to draw big. And in New Orleans on Halloween night, that's going to draw, yeah.
If this had been the Yankees and, say, the Cardinals or the Dodgers or something like that, would it have made a measurable difference, or
would it draw better? Yeah, the Yankees draw better wherever they are. The Cardinals aren't an automatic draw unless they have
have Albert Pujols.
Yeah, because they got a name like Pujols, then they're a draw right now. There are certain teams that, for whatever reason, are national teams, and that includes the Braves and the Cubs and a few others. You know, Cardinals are. Cardinals would have done pretty well, too. But anything with the Yankees does well. Isn't it funny that we all root for the Yankees to get knocked out before the World Series comes?
Yeah.
But that's because none of us are network executives.
Right.
And the network executives say, oh, come on. Remember the year the Tigers knocked them out?
Yeah.
And they're sitting there thinking, couldn't you just let the Yankees in? More people would have watched the Yankees than the Tigers.
Who cares? Yeah. I don't care about that. You know, someone said, well, you don't like the overdogs. I said, no, I don't.
Yeah.
I never have. So
there you go. This is your World Series, Jack. Two underdogs ready to go. Yeah,
exactly. And that's a great pitching matchup tonight, too, with Cliff Lee and Tim Lincecum.
Yeah, and Fox has got to be ready, because if San Francisco wins in five, they'll be disappointed. But they've got a Hell's Kitchen on Wednesday just in case. Mm-hmm. And then on Thursday, just in case, they've got a new Bones and a new Fringe ready to go. So
how would those shows do against Game 6 and Game 7?
How would they do?
Yeah, how would they do if they are inserted? Would they do almost as well for Fox?
No, they won't do as well. Because remember, we're in this new era where anything that's an event, that's a live event,
live
outscores anything else. And you've seen the ratings. This is actually a big plush time for sports, yeah. Man, because they just get these sensational ratings for every sports and award shows and anything that's even remotely live. Because everything else can be DVR'd.
Right.
The things that you wouldn't want to DVR just go through the roof.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I was over at Breslin Center sitting with Magic Johnson for about 45 minutes this afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
And listening to him talk about baseball, of all things. You know, we talk football, we talk basketball. Yeah. We talked a little bit of baseball, and he was talking about his role as a minority owner of the Dayton Dragons.
I didn't know he was.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes, and he's talking about he and Archie Griffin are owners of this team. And he said, you know, he didn't know what it was going to be. It's just a little diversion. And he says, you know, he's making a lot of money off of this deal. But he said that they have been the top grossing team for close to a decade now. And, you know, they're averaging 8,000. They've got a list of 7,000 subscribers, season ticket subscribers.
Oh, man.
That are waiting for tickets for the Dayton Dragons. So we were talking about the difference and why it is. It doesn't translate to television. You don't see Class A baseball on the tube.
Yeah.
But it's a whole different thing. It's a family entertainment that, you know, hey, that's not the major leagues, but there are an awful lot of people who don't want to sit and look at Major League Baseball. They want to be entertained, and they can get that better in a minor league game.
And I talked to a guy one night out at Oldsmobile Park, and he'd been to a lot of parks, and he talked about, as he walked in the door, someone handed his kid a ball. They just had an extra baseball. They just handed it to him.
Yeah.
And he talked about how he goes to a lot of games in Toledo, and he said it's the same thing there. He's just the atmosphere. He likes the proximity and so forth. So, yeah.
Mike, I know there are a couple of things show-wise that are going on that you want to talk about. And then I want to talk to you about how people watch television. What do we need to know this week in terms of the viewing fan?
Shows. First of all, this two miniseries have started about the process of show business, which are fascinating. One of them is tonight, and I really would like people to watch this, and it's called Moguls and Movie Stars, and it's on Turner Classic Movies. Mm-hmm. A lot of people get it, not everyone does, but boy, this is a terrific look at how Hollywood became Hollywood. Basically, the immigrant Russian Jewish or Eastern European Jewish people who went ahead and became the great moguls and just formed what we think of as the Hollywood Dream. And it's the first part of a 7-part series. That's really good. Okay, that's one part of show business. Now, jump ahead 2 days to Wednesday, and now on PBS, you've got something called Circus. And that's going to be 3 Wednesdays. It's 2 hours for 3 straight Wednesdays. So you get 7 hours about movie studios, you get 6 hours about circus, and these are really both the same story. They're stories about people with great zest and imagination and basically European immigrants who have formed these two great things. When we think of Hollywood, when we think of the American circus, we know exactly what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Both are built on pizzazz and flash and so forth. And these two are two terrific series. I say, if nothing else, make sure you watch those two.
And they're both where?
Tonight's is on Turner Classic Movies, right. 10 o'clock, and that'll be on 7 Mondays.
Right.
The other one on
Circus
is on PBS on Wednesday. Okay. It'll be 3 2-hour blocks on Wednesdays.
3 2-hour blocks. Okay. I want to ask you quickly about the way we watch television and how that has changed.
Yeah.
Not just with DVRs, but also with the size of the screen.
Yeah.
And HDTV, and now we're talking about 3D, and all of these things. Are we going to recognize television in 5 years?
It's so much different, and it changes the way people program it and everything else. And for the first time in a few years, I've actually, there's signs of hope when you talk to these programmers and so forth, because they suddenly realize if they make something big, it might actually look good on people's homes again. I'll give you an example. There's an absolutely terrific show coming up this Sunday. It's a miniseries called Great Migrations, and it is just about animals migrating. It's on the Discovery Channel, it's on National Geographic Channel. Just magnificent footage. Well, you look at this on my screen TV set, it looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You look on your TV set, it'll look a lot better, okay? Now, you look at on your boss's TV set, and it's going to look magnificent, right?
Right.
It's just, I mean, this is just the most gorgeous photography, all shot in high definition you've ever seen. Now, so you're talking about how does it change things. I'm guessing they wouldn't have made great migrations a few years ago, because why go to all that trouble if you don't get the reward of it, you know?
Right.
But now they would make it because people will watch it.
Right.
The other thing it changes, besides the fact that the ambition is, for the first time, there's hope again that families might sit in one place and watch the same show. The worst thing that happened to TV was when all the kids got TV sets and each one in their own room.
Right.
And
right.
So little Jenny watched Disney Channel in hers, and Billy Bob watched ESPN in his room, and so forth, you know?
Right.
And for the first time, when you have one really big set in the living room, you're at least a little bit better chance to get everybody in one place at one time. And those two things, I think, are really important changes.
Fantastic. Very interesting stuff, Mike. I want to talk a little bit more about this next week, or the next time we talk, in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Mike Hughes, syndicated television columnist, our guest. Thanks so much, Mike. I appreciate it.
Okay, we'll catch you. Yeah.